Okay.
Morning.
Whoa. Welcome back to Bottles and Bottles. We're going to do a quick shoot the shit Saturday. What's up, fellas? We got Adam and Bill here in the house.
How was your week? Because Bill and I had an interesting exchange.
Yeah, dude, this guy.
Okay, let's.
This guy on.
What happened?
On July 19th, text me happy birthday.
I was so certain. Like, I'm like, I got it. I'm acing it. I have this saved in my calendar.
I wonder how wrong it was saved for how many years it was saved.
Because you're like a month earlier, right?
Yeah, I said, dude, right date, wrong month.
Because I talked to you on your birthday.
Yeah, you talked about my birthday. He might
have. I don't know if I messaged you on your birthday.
I don't know, but I got a nicely timed late one from Greener. That's for sure.
Full month.
Jeez.
I'm like, okay, Greener, Corbs is in 4 days. Don't miss
you
it.
You gave me it, all man. Out. You're like, well, maybe you got Corbs and mine mixed up.
And I was just like, no, I just butchered that one. Yeah, well, hey, happy belated birthday, Bill.
Yeah, only 11 days ago, I turned 31. Yeah.
Other than that, anything interesting happened? I had a crazy busy week with work and stuff like that. I got some new sandals, showing them off for the camera, kind of.
How do you pronounce that brand?
Oh, God. UFOs.
And where is that origin from?
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy.
Could you use it in a sentence?
He only has them because they say Bauer on them.
I wear UFOs. That's my sentence. OOFOS. These are a collaboration with Bauer, which is a hockey company.
They look comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You tried them on. They're super comfy. I'm pretty happy about them.
Very futuristic. So your style.
I wear them around the house.
Do you want to walk us through the rest of your outfit?
Sure. I mean, is that what
we started from the bottom?
I got the Lulu ABC joggers on.
Okay, I like the shade of green.
And in like an army green, olive green, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And a Violent Gentleman T-shirt.
Great brand. Great,
really
brand.
Cool. And a Cuts hat.
Okay.
And a Tudor watch.
I dig it. Yeah.
It's what I got.
Coming at you hot.
No, it must be nice to live large, like Corb does.
Dude, that's these
what
pants were
when you got no kids and one on the way. Huh?
Right.
Hey, these were a final sale.
Okay.
This T-shirt was on sale.
Okay.
And this hat came free with an order.
How about that Tudor?
Don't worry about the Tudor. don't worry about it. Speaking of watches,
yes,
I came across a channel. It's a podcast, and I don't know that they do YouTube.
Okay.
But it's a podcast. It's called Whiskey and Watches, or Watches and Whiskey.
Really?
One of the two.
Sounds like a cool concept.
I'll give them.
Sounds familiar.
I'll give them a shout out.
Yeah, right.
Because I've listened to a few of their podcasts. If you like watches, you like whiskey. They just seem like a genuine.
Yeah.
Cool,
I feel like that's a good
cool group of guys.
Yeah.
So, at any rate, that was about my week. I did not purchase any whiskey, although I owe Adam quite a bit of money because you were. Where'd you?
Oh, buddy,
I was
everywhere.
Okay, where you been?
I spent some time in New York. Shout out to a few friends up in Rochester. Buddy of mine got married.
Are they going to know that they're the quote-unquote few friends?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But
I think that's the point.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my shout out, guys.
Yeah. Well, Colby and Sam got married.
Okay, congrats, Colby
very,
and Sam.
Yep, very near and dear friends. Very happy for them. Wonderful people. But I was able to dig up a couple of bottles in New York in the suburbs.
Yeah.
So I was able to pick up an Angel's Envy rye, which people keep saying we get in Ohio, and I just don't believe it.
I bought it once. Seen it once, bought it once.
Cheaper up there though, right? Cheaper?
No, about the same. I mean, it's running 97. Up there,
okay. So that's.
I mean, I've seen it as high as 110.
Yeah, that's up there.
It's like 105 here in Cleveland.
Is it?
Yeah. I think the running rate's 80-85 down in Kentucky or wherever. Okay. You can kind of find your allocated bourbon in a non-allocated way. And then there was a barrel proof one left on the shelf, Larceny B522. Now I've not opened any of them, and Corbin, I believe you've got a full run now.
I have a full run, thanks to you. Have not cracked any of them
yet. Three quarters of a run, because a full would be a year, right?
True.
Yeah, I guess.
So we've got to get you, what's the next one?
The 922, C922.
No, would it be?
I have
There's
that.
Only three.
Yeah, 122 will be 522.
Okay, so that is a full
and
run.
And then C922.
So they do three releases a year?
Every year, 159.
Yeah. ABC.
So I've got them
same
all.
Same as Elijah Craig.
Yes. Oh,
so you do have them all. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Okay.
I'm thinking one per quarter, which is Booker. And I picked that Booker. Up for you last
they
week. And
you picked that up for me.
That was a good one. I picked one of those up too for myself.
Yeah.
I was able to, I got so lucky and picked up one more.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Booker. So
what else did we get you? Oceans.
Yeah, the Jefferson's Ocean.
Yeah.
It is an OHLQ, which is the Ohio Liquor. What does that even stand for? It's basically the Ohio Liquor Agency.
Yeah, I think exactly.
They have their own picks. Yep. And this is the, so it's an Oceans, and it's a weeded barrel. Or we did.
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay.
I think we might need to compare that. So I did pick up some stuff for myself this week. I was not in town, obviously, but there was this wonderful release of Widow Jane Rye, which is on allocation for State of Ohio. Mm-hmm. You picked me up one. Thank you for that. Very much enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But also when I was out of town, I picked up another bottle of that, Bullet Private.
Okay.
And then the bourbon club I'm a part of, they also did Old Elk, which is a weeded, it's a 110 proof, so it's going to be in your guys' realm.
Okay.
But there I think it would be good to compare that weeded Old Elk with the Oceans.
That'd be fun.
And Weller Antique, because that's a weeded.
Correct. Yes, and that would be in the same realm.
It's like one of my favorites.
Unless you really want to try and go wild man and get a bottle of full proof and get into that 114 realm.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get. Although Bill gets some crazy picks.
I do now and then find some.
Bill has all these gems, man.
Stumble upon some picks.
Yeah, you've got some good connections there.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's nice to share it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's what it's all about. Speaking of sharing, someone brought a bottle of Heaven Hill bourbon today.
Yes, that was me. This was something that I bought probably 2 weeks ago. I think it was dropped and they put it on allocation.
Mm-hmm.
Some people were like, why is Heaven Hill on allocation?
It's a new release for Ohio. We have not had this before.
True. And it's their bottle and bond 7 year.
I could be mistaken in us not having it, but I haven't seen it since I've been in the space.
This is my first time trying it. I saw it. So when you go into like these stores that have their allocated whiskey out, usually there's a sign or it's like one per person.
Mm-hmm.
The place that I've been going to quite often is Joe D's. One of my favorite spots.
Great setup. Good people there.
Yeah. Really, really super, super nice staff. And mm-hmm. they have signs on boxes. So they basically have different categories. So like there's like maybe a Heaven Hill, Eagle Rare, and I don't know, some other bottle. And they'll say, okay, you can pick one of these three. And the cool thing about that is it gives everybody the opportunity to get something cool
mm-hmm.
rather than some stores I've been to where there's like pretty much no restrictions.
Yeah.
And you can walk in and buy like two or three of every single one.
Yeah.
And then by like the 12th person in line, they're like, sorry, sold out.
Right. In the current environment, they're doing it right. They're not jacking around. They're not.
I agree.
Hiding anything. They're not saying. The pallet's not unloaded yet.
The hiding is so frustrating. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a few hours. We might have it out at four. Come on back. And then you go back. It's like, oh, it's gone.
We released it at 2:00.
Yeah. Oh, no, Joe D's does it right.
When they open.
Yeah. And he puts a picture on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Like he'll post a photo so you know if it's like worth a drive. And, you know, they open and, or they do their drops on Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I try and get out there before work.
That's really nice.
Work day gets going. And
yeah, they're able to unload and get everything set. They must be first stop in the morning.
Yeah. They don't worry about us.
Mm-hmm.
Hunters, I guess you could call us, all day long.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. They're in, they're out. And
they got no pressure.
Right.
Right. They got nobody to worry about. It's like, you want it, you got to be here.
No one's stalking around all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. What do you think of the Heaven Hill? This is their, like I said, it's their bottle and bond 7 year.
All right. So fun fact, I do not know what this proof is.
What do you think it is?
Bottle and bond greener.
Oh, it's 100. Now, after you said bib.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was looking up some notes. Have you seen this? There's an app called Distiller, right?
New for me.
You never seen it?
No. Walk me through it.
So you can pull up any whiskey.
Knock it off.
It's going to give you tasting notes. It's going to give you a description.
It's pretty slick.
There's a scoring system. Oh. So anybody on here can score it.
Can
here,
I?
Take a peek. It's goodness. Called Distiller. And it's free. I mean, there is a pro version.
I was just reading that. Yeah, I'm not sure. You can remove ads. You get access to upcoming features and more with Distiller Pro.
More.
I'm just on the free version. And honestly, it's been really cool because like when I was standing in line, I saw they had the Heaven Hill. I'm like, I wonder what it's like. And exactly. I can pop on there. You can look at reviews, ratings.
You know, I call you guys when I'm in places like that.
Yeah.
This would be really beneficial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody out there, check it out because it's a pretty cool source to have in
your
pocket.
You know what also is funny? It lists here, you may also like.
Right. It takes you towards other fun options.
Mm-hmm.
Something you just got. Larceny Barrel Proof. Mm-hmm. 522.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Pretty cool. I like the presentation of this.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool app. I'm a fan. So
Old Fitz has got $4 signs. Does that mean it's expensive?
Yeah, I think 5 is the max, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it kind of gives you a range of where it's at.
Quick pulse check. What's the most you guys have spent on a bottle? One bottle. Not traded, spent in the store retail.
Okay, in store or online?
In store. I don't want to include online.
Just like that's Ohio MSRP. Yeah.
Or anywhere. Like
I bought a the Woodford Reserve Barrel Proof last year's, the 128.3. I think it was 140, I think, with tax.
Yeah. Okay.
That's high.
I think mine would probably be Oban 18, which is a scotch. We don't talk a lot about scotch on here, but it's one of the scotches that I actually like. And I think that was 110, 120, something like that.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, Booker's gets pretty close to that.
I'm capping out. I think my most expensive was Booker's.
Because those are over $100, right?
90.
90, yeah.
So the one
with
that
tags, can you get right there?
That's true. The one that I got.
Maybe Angel's Envy.
The 2103.
Okay.
This was, well, about a little over a year ago because it's 2022 right now. But the 2103 that I bought, I believe, was 105 when I bought it.
Okay.
I think Angel's would be probably highest now that I think about it, just because it was 97 or 94 or something like that. We get such varying
on the rye.
On the rye, yeah. Bourbon, I mean, is like half the price.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why that rye is so high here.
I don't know.
Because it's 80, 85 elsewhere. But just curious on what that would be. Secondary market? Any takers on what it might be?
I've never bought really secondary pricing.
Mm.
More so.
I feel like I was looking at secondary pricing when I was in New York.
You're all about retail.
Yeah, retail and then
I think that's
getting,
the,
getting the right retail and then
yeah,
training it for what you really want.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to go.
What was released this week in the Cleveland area? Because I know that's kind of one of the things we like to cover on these shoot the shit sessions. So out there?
I saw everyone was kind of shocked that this weekend that the Logic Craig Bear Proof E552.
Yeah.
It was a pretty dry week, and then this came out. Joe D's had it.
Yeah, I'm pissed that I didn't
get to go. Some
Giant
Eagles hit it. A lot of places. it's still left over because they got 3 cases and that's 36 bottles. So
yeah,
they hang around.
I love that stuff
too. Around.
I wonder if Giant Eagle got it this morning because Giant Eagle drops on Saturdays and we're recording right now. Like what?
Yeah,
2 hours after they open.
Yeah, generally the Strongsville
get
deliveries
going
Tuesdays.
Over there. Yeah,
they probably
and then they hold it.
They'll have it next Saturday most likely because
really
Friday deliveries it seemed like got it because no one else had it besides Joe D's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to swing by there
gets first.
Probably next Saturday.
Yeah.
I might get there. We've got our baby shower.
Oh, that's right.
Next Saturday.
Another thing I messed up on the scheduling.
Greener just showed up.
And I were talking last night, and I'm like, guy, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to your baby shower. He goes, what are you talking about, man? He goes, next week. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Like, dude, you literally just made my entire day. Like, you made my weekend. I'm like, dude, if it's that big of a burden, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But not a burden. I just want to be involved.
Greeners, you got to slow down, man.
Yeah, man.
You gotta slow down.
Check the calendar.
You know, I'm just trying to eat an elephant all at once, and you just need to slow it down.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know you got a busy schedule.
I do have a busy schedule between, you know, my day job as a sales rep in the medical industry, and then, you know, my graphic design stuff on the side, and then doing this. I'm currently building an app, right, with a couple buddies, and then preparing a baby's room, baby shower. You know, and obviously making sure that I'm checking in with Morgan, making sure she's all good and, everything's squared away there. It gets a little hectic, but this is fun. Like, I don't think of this as like a huge task because look, it's a Saturday morning again. It's almost afternoon.
Yeah. We're there.
I mean, we're sitting here just kind of hanging out, literally shooting the shit, catching up, grabbing a glass of bourbon. And that's what bourbon means to me. You know, a lot of people collect it and sell it, trade it, all that stuff. For me, I like to share it. Mm-hmm. I like to have these types of experiences with other people who enjoy it. And that's what bourbon means to me. So
can we get a take from you maybe on what bourbon means to you, Bill?
No, very similar. It's about sharing it. Like, it was it was here before us. It'll be here long after us.
Yeah.
That's so a really cool point.
Why not just enjoy it together?
Yeah, that's a big one. When you're talking about some of these master distillers looking at a 25-year aging process for their their oldest whiskey.
Right.
It's once you get past the second batch, if you're lucky enough to make that and get into a third, you probably won't see that.
Right.
So you kind of pass on that torch to others. Mm-hmm. At least for me, I know it's a chance to slow down.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I think of whiskey is. It's like, it's a chance for me to sit down and think about, where did this whiskey come from? You know, what processes have gone into actually making this particular one? Maybe it's that particular barrel or that batch. Why would somebody select this one if it's, you know, a private barrel kind of thing?
Right.
I don't know. It really gives us time to just sit down, slow down our lives, and enjoy something together and learn a little bit about the history behind it. So I think that's a really good way to kind of end the shoot the shit Saturday. We're going to be doing a little bit more. I'm happy with this Heaven Hill. Like it.
It's good.
Doesn't seem like 100 proof to me. Mm-mm. Seems a little bit less.
Pretty mellow.
Because you guys are literally shooting fire with your barrel proofs. This is right on point.
You think it's...
I like it. I mean, that's really in my sweet spot. Right now, for my palate, I love a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
100 proof, I get down into... I'm not into the 80s, but like 90 to 100, maybe 110, maybe.
Okay.
Sweet spot. So
cool.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Perfect. Man, this has been a nice way to kick back and relax.
Absolutely.
Hopefully everybody that's watching is enjoying and picking up a nice glass of their own. So cheers to you.
Yeah. If you see this stuff, go grab it. We're going to kind of shift over into some more baby stuff on the next episode. So enjoy your own shoot the shit Saturday. Sit down, have a glass with a friend. Even if it's water, that's fine. Slow down your life and enjoy the rest of your day. So we'll see you guys later. As always, bottles up.